1620-94.5 WTAW. Public speakers at the last College Station City Council meeting began with a group of five business owners who say they were not given advance notice of widening Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road. That project began earlier this month. Speaking for the group, Brian Watford.
You are probably wondering why we're having to go over this again, but somebody had said this has been going on for 3 years, and we were never notified in that area. Nobody on Welburn Road was ever notified that the city was doing anything in that area. On November 8th, we all kind of got a little awakening with a bunch of machinery going out there on that intersection, getting rid of that road that was right behind the Exxon. So if this has been going on for 3 years, there was no notification given to any business on that road. I met with several of the people, and they, because I was wanting the return envelopes, if they had sent them to us, it was never, ever sent to us. They even told us that only the people on Rock Prairie got the notifications from the city, and they were sorry. This has hurt the business in that area. I have the Sonic Drive-In. That business is down 21%, and it seems like it's going down every week. It's even more. The garage that's behind the Exxon, their business is down 30%. The Exxon business is down 26%. This is just thrown in our face. Yes, I think there needed to be a widening of that, yes. I think they should have always allowed that one area to have more access to it. They should have taken out some of that. It was only 2.5 that you could turn to make the left turn. Now, if they would have left that opening to go behind the Exxon, you would have allowed 8 cars. I watched all last week between the hours of 5 and 7, sat right there and watched that road. On that left-hand turn lane, the most that was ever there was 11 cars. So we closed this off because of those extra 3 cars. The problem is not that left-hand turn. The problem is going over the railroad tracks. That's where it all gets stopped up on Rock Prairie Road. Because if you make a left-hand turn on Rock Prairie, make that left turn going on Welburn Road, The only thing that you're going to have to go down and get to is Caprock. That's the first road going down Welburn Road on that one side by the railroad tracks. So there's not that traffic's not that left-hand turn. That's not the problem. It's going straight and turning right.
You're listening to comments from the public speaker portion of the last College Station City Council meeting. Brian Watford representing 5 business owners who say they were not given advance notice of widening Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road and are concerned about safety issues in the area.
In that little access road, if we did it for safety reasons, over the last 5 years, there's been 2 accidents going behind Exxon. They were little bumpers. In the intersection, there has been 38 wrecks. Down by Chicken Express is where you want my customers to have to drive to, cross over 3 lanes of traffic going 55 miles an hour. There has been 3 wrecks so far in the last 5 years. So it's safer to go behind the Exxon. How much of that traffic now is going to be in that left-hand turn lane that would have been having to go right there behind the Exxon? Now, like I said before, if we'd have been warned, we might have been able to be ready for it. Or we might have been fighting it, one of the two. I don't think it's very good business just to all of a sudden, here you go, you're not going to have access to your road. And that's just the 3 businesses there. I have not talked to everybody else that's around there. This is a main place to turn into. So the only businesses that really got told was a daycare center and a vet clinic. That's why nobody was ever at the meetings to go against it. Because that's the only people that they ever sent anything out, was everything on that side. Now, what I would like to see, and I'd like to see it on an agenda to see how far we can go with this, is I would like to see that cut-through come back, but only to be able to turn left. behind in that Exxon entryway going, I mean, leaving out, we would put in a right-hand turn only, mm-hmm. which is the way it should have been done in the first place. Yeah. That way, they cannot go across. When they come go out of that Exxon, they would be turning right. Mm-hmm. So that traffic would not be going across there at all. The only traffic coming across this way would be left. So if I was going to get hit by a car, I'd rather have one come 35 miles an hour at me than 55. Now, when I was also there, so past week, I watched that road down there 7 times where y'all want my customers to turn in at, and everybody else that's going to be in that corner. 7 times the road backed up past that exit to go to that median to get inside there because they could not turn left to get on Rock Prairie to go down over the tracks. So there you go again. There's the problem down there. Now, how are we going to pass through there with all those cars coming at us? So it's just not safety to me.
You're listening to comments from the public speaker portion of the last College Station City Council meeting. Brian Watford representing 5 business owners who say they were not given advance notice of widening Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road and are concerned about safety issues in the area.
But on some of the other stuff, it was 5 to 7 times that stopped up in an hour on that one. 3 times during those 2 hours, there was 11 cars on Rock Prairie where the cut-through was. So that cut-through could have stayed there. Now, with all the traffic, and y'all are probably seeing all that traffic going down there, if you lived in Edelweiss, you would turn on one of those roads before you ever got to that area. Mm-hmm. If you lived on Barron, you wouldn't be taking a left there anyhow. So most of that traffic was going to the shopping center right there. So that's where your left-hand turns were going. Now, I don't know how many of y'all gone over there and been in that area. But once you get onto that little strip center that's there, since the highway department made them take half of that away, when you get in that strip center and you got cars parked on this side and parked on this side, one car can go through there. So what you've done is, I mean, you're telling us your customers, we don't like your customers. That's what you're telling my customers, is we're going to make it hard on you and we're not going to make it safe. Now, that's pretty much all I have to say on this. So, I would like to see it on the agenda, though.
Comments from the last College Station City Council meeting during the public speaker portion. Brian Watford representing 5 business owners who say they were not given advance notice of widening Rock Prairie Road west of Welburn Road and are concerned about safety issues in the area. This is 1620 94.5 WTAW.